This year, Mirat Hashem will cover the final Gemara in Parak Yom Tov in the fourth Parak, starting with the final line in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, and we'll continue to the end of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah: Taka Barishono Mashach B'Shnia Kishdayim. If a person tries to blow the shofar and biyote two tekiyos with one tekiyah, that it extends the amount of time to take to do two tekiyos, but it's all in one shot. And we know from the Mishnah that doesn't work. You're not Yotze. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. Shama, turn the page. Teisha tekiyos b'teisha shalos b'yom. If you hear nine different tekiyos, again, the Seder of 333, tekiyah, true tekiyah, over the course of 9 hours of a day, let's say you like wait an hour in between each one, something like that, some very long time, Yatza, you're still Yotze. Tanya nami hachi. Shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shalos b'yom. A brisa says the same thing. If you hear nine tekiyos over the course of 9 hours of the day, yatza mitisha b'nei adam ke'echad. If you try to get all the tekiyos in one shot, nine different tekiyos from nine different people at the same time, lo yatza. Tekiyah mizeh, truah mizeh. If you're tekiyah from one person, a truah from a different person, even if it's not all from the same person, so long as it's not all at the same time, there are different times, yatza v'afil b'seirugin. Even if you stop in the middle of them, v'afil kol hayom kulo, and if you stop for the amount of the whole day. So again, Rabbi Yochanan has a couple of chidushim here. The person can hear multiple tekiyos from multiple people so long as they're not at the same time. Moreover, a person can hear tekiyos with major breaks in between. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, could Rabbi Yochanan have ever said such a halacha? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rav Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok. B'halu v'megillah, Rabbi Yochanan quotes from Rav Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, when it comes to reading halal or laning megillah, im shaha kadei ligmor as kula, if you stop in the middle, equivalent time to finish the entire kriya, chos l'rosh, you have to start out from the beginning. So too over here, how could you could stop in the middle in time sufficient to finish the whole thing? You have to go back from the beginning again. The Gemara says, no, lo kasha, hadi day, hadi rabbe. The halach is quoting there when it comes to halal and megillah. Rav Yochanan himself doesn't hold of that. He's quoting his Rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok. He himself though holds, shehil kedei ligmor as kulo. In the middle, delaying the equivalent of time to finish the whole thing is fine. Ask the Gemara, v'didei lo, does Rav Yochanan himself not hold of this halacha? But there's a story that contradicts. V'harav abahu havishakil v'azil basrei. Rav Yochanan, Rav Abahu was shakil v'azil. He was following after Rav Yochanan, v'havikare kriyashma, and he was laning kriyashma, he was reading kriyashma, ki mata, he reached, v'mavos mitunafos, a disgusting alleyway, a makom atinofos, there's filth there, and it's usher to say kriyashma, or learn, or daven in a place where there's filth. Ishtik, he stopped, basar d'chalav, so he waited for a while, and when they got out of that place, amalei, so he asked Rav Yochanan, mahu ligmor, could I go back and finish? Can I finish where I stopped? Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Im shahis kedei ligmor as kula, if you stop the equivalent amount of time to finish the whole kriya shema, chozo l'rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. So now this story says Rabbi Yochanan told him that if you stop in the middle, so the time equivalent to finish the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that? Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Abba that he had to do that. So the Gemara says, no, hachi ka amalei. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to tell him. Lididi, according to me, lo svirali. What do you mean, lo severely? I don't hold of this. What does that mean? So you have to know a little bit of background, but the Gemara in Brachos speaks out that according to Rav Yochanan, if a person were to walk in a disgusting place, he can just put his, he doesn't have to stop saying Kriya Shema, he can put his mouth over his hand over his mouth star, and just say the whole thing going forward. So according to me, I didn't hold you to stop anyway. Lididach, that you held that you had to stop, Lididach, the Sviralach, that you had to stop, If you delayed the equivalent amount of time to finish the whole thing, they have to go back to the beginning. Why? Because really, Rav Yochanan said that he had double argument with Rav Abahu. One was on the level of Kriya Shema, whether or not a person actually has to stop when they reach a Makom Atinofes. But there was a second area of argument, which was this whole question as to whether or not Shehiyah Kedei Ligmor as Kulo in the middle is Chozo L'Rosh. The Rav Yochanan said, I don't hold of either of these things. Either way you look at it, I hold you were fine. You could have kept on going, A. And B, even if you were stopped in the middle for a very long time, it would still be okay. You wouldn't have to go back. You wouldn't have to go back. But that's all according to me. But according to you, Rav Abahu, you hold against me on both of these things. Number one, you hold that if you reach a makom hatinofes, you can't stop. You can't keep on going. Sorry, you have to stop. And you also hold that if you stop with the amount of time to finish the whole thing, you have to start over. So then, according to you, you have to start over again. Rashi, but just according to Rav Yochanan himself, it's not a contradiction. That's why Rav Yochanan would say by tikiyas shofar as well, you can wait for a very long time in the middle. Rashi. Tap Rashi on the page. Teisha tikios truos na mika amar. Tikios is a generic term. It also refers to truos as well. Mitisha b'nei adam, from 9 different people, ke'achar at the same time lo yatza. Why? Because trei kalei lo mishtamayim. Because you can't hear two kolos at the same time. Kach pirusha lefi mashakasav b'svarim. Rashi says that's what the pshat in the Gemara would be according to the girsa in front of us. V'lav milsahi, and that can't be. Because the Gemara earlier on Kaf Zayin, which we will see much later on, says you can hear two different kolos from two different people at the same time. There's a principle in halach of trei kolei lo mishtamai, that you can't hear two different kolos, two different sounds at the same time. That only applies, though, says Rashi, if it's coming from the same person. But coming from two different people, you can hear two different kolos at the same time. The Girsan in the Tosefta is actually quite different. Mitisha b'nei adam ke'echad yatsa. Really, the Tosefta says if you hear it from 9 different people, you are Yotzei. Vafilu b'sei rugin, and even if it's out of order, like we're saying, vafilu kol hayom kulo, and even if it takes the whole day. V'lo garsin tekiya mizeh or trua mizeh yatza, dahainu reisha. Doesn't have that girsa of tekiya mizeh or trua mizeh yatza, because that's the reisha, that's obvious according to the Tosefta. V'garsinan la, hachi hu de garsinan. And if you were to have that girsa, the girsa should be as follows. It should be all one long line. Mitisha b'nei adam ke'echad, meaning tekiya mizeh v'tru mizeh yatzav afilu b'sei rugin. So Rashi basically says, although the Gemara implies that 9 kolos from 9 different people at the same time is problematic, that depends on how you learn the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin. Imshaha b'sei rugo, Rashi says, if you stop in the middle while you're pausing, the word sei rugo means pause. It's an important word to know. K'dei ligmor kulo, to finish the whole thing, chozer l'rosh. So that's a contradiction in Rav Yochanan. L'di'li lo svirali. The Gemara's first answer, no, Rav Yochanan never held to that halacha. Ma'ashe hifsakta. That which Rav Shumra Yotzadak ruled, paskin. This layer of Yochanan Maseches Brachos. I'm sorry, that's not what this is referring to. L'di'li lo svirali is referring to the end of the Gemara. He says, I don't hold the view of Abahu, Masha Hifsakta, that which you stopped in the middle. Again, because Rav Yochanan holds, you don't have to stop in the middle when you reach a disgusting place. And as Rashi brings, the Isler of Yochanan Masachas Brachos, Rav Yochanan holds in the Gemara in Brachos, Hayakori Kriyashma Vigilim Mavos Betunafos, if you lean in Kriyashma and you reach a disgusting place, Meniach Yado Alpiv Vikora, you can put your hand in your mouth and go. Vilos Svirli Nami, and I don't hold of it for a second reason, the double machlokas, mishum shagi tzarech lach, so that if you stop in the middle, he holds, you wouldn't have to go back to the beginning. But l'didach desvir alach, but you who hold it, you have to go back to the beginning. V'atacholik ala b'shtein, there's a double machlokas, you argue with me on both of them. Dekeva dekabois, mahu l'gomra michlal. Since you asked mahu l'gomra, can I finish? Michlal, that implies, the very fact that you asked this question implies that you think stopping in the middle is ma'akiv on the kriya, because otherwise you wouldn't have asked, you just kept on going. Must be that you hold me, you want to know how long of a seirugin would you say? So you would say, Rav Yochanan is telling Rav Abahu, it's the amount of time to finish the whole thing. But I don't hold with that. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, tekios ein ma'akvos zuazu. The tekios, one tekiah is not ma'akev the other tekiah. Brachos ain't ma'akvos zuazu. And the brachos are not... What's this referring to? This is referring to not to Rosh Hashanah. Tekios, in general, let's say, for example, on a tainus. On a tainus tzibur, there's a halacha, the Mishnah in tainus says, they'd have to blow kolos. Ain't ma'akvos zuazu. One tekiah is not ma'akiv the other tekiah. They're not dependent on each other. And similar to, habrachos ein ma'akvos zu asu, that the brachos, the tekiahs, I'll say our brachos, when it comes to a tainus tibur are also not ma'akev each other. But tekios ubrachos shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom HaKippurim, the tekios and the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, ma'akvos. They're ma'akvos zu azu. My time, why are they dependent? Why is one ma'akev the other? I mean, tekios of Rosh Hashanah, like we know, and the tekios of Yom HaKippurim is referring to tekios of Yovel. Why are they ma'akev ze et ze? My time, Amar Rabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabba says, Hashem says, Imru lefanei b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shofros. You were supposed to say in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, I did this 2 weeks ago, malchios zichronos and shofros. Malchios, we say malchios kideshet ha'milchuni aleichem, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be our king. Zichronos, we say zichronos kideshet yavu lefneichem lefanei zichronechem l'tova, that you're remembered to should come before Hashem for good. Uba'ma, and through what? B'shofar. So because of the fact that we have this imperative to make sure this process happens of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, so therefore a failure to say them is Ma'akiv on everything. Rashi Dermaskal Tekios, Ubrachos Da'alma, in general. Kigon Ta'anios, like by public fasts, Ein Ma'akvos Zuazu, Imbirech Velotaka. If you made the bracha and you failed to be tokeya, the brachos of Shmona Esrei. Misha Beirach, if a person, quoting from the Mishnah, says Shmona Esrei v'acharkach nismana lo shofar, and then he gets his shofar, tokeya meiria v'tokeya. He says, tekiya, trua, tekiya. So the Gemara infers, taima delo havi le shofar meikara. The only reason you can be tokeya after the brachos is because you didn't have a shofar when you started. Ha, have a shofar meikara. But if you had a shofar from the beginning, ki shamalahu, aseder habrachos shamalahu. You're supposed to hear them, aseder habrachos. And that's even true if a person is davening by themselves. If a person is davening by themselves in Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar for themselves. So basically all the Gemara means to say is that the only dispensation we give you to blow after the Shemana Esrei is when you didn't have a shofar at the time. But if you had a shofar at the time, then you have to blow al seder habrachos. The Gemara continues the story. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam letzaluyei. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel daven b'yechidus an Rosh Hashanah. Amar l'Shmaya told his servant, ki nehir nalach, when I give you a simen, when I give you a sign, nehir nalach means I show you something, that I finished each bracha, Takali, blow for me the tekios. So apparently, as a yachid, he was going to hear the tekios from his servant. Amar le Rava. Rava argues, Loi amru ela bechever ir. The whole halach of tekios aseder brachos only applies by chever ir, by a public tzibur. But if someone who davens by himself, according to Rava, should blow actually after Shmona Esrei. So it's actually Machlokas Amorayim, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel and Rava, whether or not a Yachid should blow during the Shmona Esrei. Tanya Mihachi, a Bryce supports this, Kishu Shoman, when you hear the Tekios, Shoman Al Seder, you hear them Al Seder Habrachos, Al Seder meaning, sorry, the order of Trua Tekia, Tekia Trua Tekia, Val Seder Brachos, and you hear them on the order Shmona Esrei, Bamid Ramamurim, when does that apply? Bechever ir, if you're in public, in Tefilas Tibur. Aval Shaloi Bechever ir, but if you're not in public, Shoman Al Aseder, Vishalo Al Aseder HaBrachos. You hear them Al Aseder, Tekia Trua Tekia, but not based on the Brachos themselves. Says Rashi, Misha Birech Vechulei, Ki Nahir Nalach, in the middle of the page, when I give you a Simon, L'simon, as a sign, Shesiyamti Abracha, to show that I've finished the brachos, ela bechever ir, only in a public gathering, chavuras tzibur, a public tzibur, ala yachid, but a yachid, a single person, mevarechas kulo, you're supposed to finish Shmona Esrei, v'achakach tokea tesha tekios, then you blow 9 kolos. Okay, back in the Gemara, the second wide line, v'yachid shlo taka, and a person who was not tokeh for himself, chaver tokeh lo. Your friend can blow for you. In other words, You don't have to blow for yourself. You can be yotze through your friend's tekiyah. V'yachid shelo birech, but someone who fails daven musaf, ein chavero mevarich alav. Your friend can't daven for you. You need to daven for yourself. And the Gemara continues, u'mitzvah batokin yoser min ha-mevarchin. What does that mean? The mitzvah of tekiyah shofar is more important than the mitzvah of musaf. So in other words, if you have a choice between the two of them, and you're stuck, and you could either blow shofar or daven musaf, you should blow shofar. Ketzad. Let's say you have the following scenario. Let's say a person doesn't know how to do anything. He doesn't know how to blow shofar, doesn't know how to daven. Shtei ayaros ba'achas token u'ba'achas mevarchin. In one city they're going to daven, in the other city they're going to blow shofar. So, and what's the case? The case is that both of these cities are outside the tchum. Both these cities are outside the area that you're legally allowed to walk to on Yontif. Because there's a halach of tchum Shabbos, tchum Yontif, 2,000 amos outside of the city limits. So you can only go to one place. Basically, he's stuck, and he has to make a choice between these two. Hochin l'makom shetokin, vein ochin l'makom shemivarchin. You go to the place where they blow, and then you go to the place, and as opposed to going to the place where they daven musaf. That's what you need to do. Pshita. The Gemara asks, isn't this obvious? Hadaraisa, Hadarabanan. One's Torah mandated, the other one's only rabbinic. Why? Because blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah saseh daraisa. It's from the Torah. Davening musaf, malchus, zechorosh, and shofros is only darabanan. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. Ta'af agav dehavadai, v'ha safik. Meaning what? What's the case? You're right, tekiyos are d'oraisa, and tefillah is d'rabbanan. But the case is like this. In one place, they're for sure going to daven. The other place, it's only a maybe, it's only a suffix that they're going to blow. But still in all, since one is d'oraisa and the other one is d'rabbanan, a suffix tekiyah beats a vadai bracha. Okay? Rashi explains, d'ha vadai v'ha suffix. Vadai hu lo shim yelich etzla mevarchin. It's for sure, if he goes to the place where they're davening Shemona Esrei, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, Yimotei Sham Asara, he'll find a minion, V'yispal Shleach Tzibur, and the Shleach Tzibur will daven, V'yotzienu Yidei Chavaso, and he'll be Motzi Yun Yur Chiyuv. V'yimyelech Eitz HaToken, if you go to the place where they're blowing Shofar, Shema Kvar Amdu, V'halchul Levesa, maybe they already did it already. But you're supposed to go to the Safik anyway. Now the Gemara brings the Machlokas, Rabbanan, and one second. Rabbanan and Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Rabban Gamliel had a machlokas, just to recall from the Mishnah, Rabban Gilman on the Beis, as to whether or not the Shliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah can be motzi the other people. Usually in the year we have the concept that if a person doesn't know how to daven, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi them. But in Rosh Hashanah there's a question as to whether or not this works. So the Rabbanan are of the opinion, the Gemara quotes, Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayev, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid. According to the Rabbanan, just as the Shliach Tzibur is Chayev, so too each Yachid is Chayev. Rav Gamliel argues, Rav Gamliel says the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi. So the Gemara explains, Tanya, Amru lo Rabban Gamliel, the Rabbanan said to Rabban Gamliel, Lindvarecha, Lama Tzibur Mispal, and according to you, why should the Tzibur even daven in the first place? They can just be Yotze through the Chazar Sashats. They have it, even according to Rabban Gamliel, in Rabban Gamliel's shul, the Tzibur daven a silent Shemona Esrei, so why not? Why do they do that? Amar lehem, kinei lahas dir shliach tzibur tefila so. The only reason why there's a tefila belachash is to allow the shliach tzibur the opportunity to prepare his tefila by giving him the chance to daven once to himself. Now he's ready to go for the public rendition. It's an amazing thing. Amar lehem Rabban Gamliel. So really, according to Rabban Gamliel, there's really no fundamental reason for the tzibur to daven other than to assist the shliach tzibur in getting himself ready. Rabban Gamliel responds, according to you, the shots can't be motzi them. The shliach tzibur can't be motzi them. Lama shliach tzibur yard lefnei ha-teva. Why is he even there? What's he doing up there? Everybody has to daven for themselves anyway. Why is there a chazaras ha-shots? Amru lo, the chacham say, no. According to the Chachamim, even the Chacham will agree that this Shliach Tzibur can be motzi in Eino Baki, can be motzi somebody who has no idea what to do. So it comes out like this, according to the Chachamim, it's only somebody who knows how to daven that they can't be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. But somebody who doesn't know how to daven, then he can be yotze. So Amar Lehem Rangamliel said, if you'll agree to me on Eino Baki, Kishem Shem Motzi as Eino Baki, Kach Motzi as Habaki. Just as if he can be motzi and Eino Baki, he can be motzi a Baki as well. Okay? So in other words, Rangamliel sets up a trap. He says, you'll agree to me that he has to be able to be motzi someone who doesn't know how to daven. So why should that person be any different than somebody who doesn't know how to daven? Okay? The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Modim Chacham and Rabba Gamliel, that the Chacham agreed to Rabba Gamliel, that according to this view, Rabba Bar Chana's view, the Chacham took it back. The Chacham hold like Rabba Gamliel, the Shliach Tzibur, Kimi Motzi, everybody, whether somebody knows how to do it or somebody doesn't know how to do it. Rav Amar Adayin Hi Machlokes. Rav argues on Rav Barachana. Rav says the Machlokes is still maintained. Shema'a Rav Chiya Berei D'Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So Rav Chiya Berei D'Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Rav Chiya, the son of Rav Bar Nachmeni, heard this whole discussion, whether or not Rav Yochanan was right, or Rav was right, whether or not Rav Gamliel agreed to the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel. Also, Amar L'Shmaita Kamei D'Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, he said over this Shmaita, this Halacha, to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav, Adai Mi Machlokas, Rav argues. So what comes out is that Rav Chiya Berei D'Rav Bar Nachmeni was reporting the version of Rav Yochanan, that Rav Gamliel and the Chacham, you know, came to a meeting of the minds, and the Chacham agreed. So he sent it over to Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Rav Dimi Bar Chinina said, no, Rav says there's still a machlokas going on. Amar le Rav Bar Chana nami hachi ka'amar. Rav Chiya said to Rav Dimi, no, you misunderstand. Rav Bar Chana also mentioned that there is still a machlokas. Nami hachi ka'amar, this is what he meant to say. Ki amar Rav Yochanan lahashmaita, when Rav Yochanan sent over this halacha, if the galei reish lakish, the amar v'adayin hi machlokas. That when he first reported this halacha, in that Rav Yochanan said such a thing, he also mentioned that reish lakish argued Rav Yochanan and said it's still a machlokas. So that's all Rav Bar Chana was saying, was not that, oh, we paskined all of a sudden that the Chacham agreed. He was saying that was Rav Yochanan's view. So that's why Rav Dimi Bar Chinina misunderstood Rav Chiya Berei D'Rav Bar Nachmeni. Rav Chiya Berei D'Rav Bar Nachmeni said Rav Bar Chana never intended to say that Rav Yochanan's view was authoritative. He was saying it was a machlokas that Reish Lakish at the time argued with Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara asks, could Rav Bar Chana be right about his citation of Rav Yochanan's view? Rav Yochanan said the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everybody else. V'ha'amar Rabbi Chana Tziporah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hilchasak Rav Gamliel. Rav Chana Tziporah cites in the name of Rav Yochanan that we paskin like Rav Gamliel. From the fact that he has to say Hilchasa, the lashon of Hilchasa, Nechlal the Pligi, that implies that the Chacham argue. We were passing the Gamliel. If we're passing the Gamliel and the Chacham agree, then there's nothing to say we're passing the Gamliel for. Must be that Rabbi Yochanan thought that the Chacham argued with Gamliel. So Rabbi Chana was wrong. No. Ki Salek Rabbi Ami Miyamei Pirsha. Rabbi Ami, when Rabbi Abba left the Sfina, he was apparently Rabbi Abba was asked this question as well, or he was discussing this issue. What was Rav Yochanan's position? What did he think about the machlokas? And when he got off the ocean, he answered. Pirshua, he explained. Modim chacham l'argamliel bebrachos shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom HaKippurim. The chacham agreed to l'argamliel with respect to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim that a shleach tzibur can be motzi him. V'halacha mechlad pligi bebrachos t'chol Hashanah. And when he said halacha, mechla de pligi, that's going on the brachos of the rest of the year. So this is a new factor. We'll stop here and then we'll go back to the Gemara, go into the Rashis. Basically, Rav Abba is saying as follows. Everybody misunderstood the whole machlokas from Chacham and Rabban Gamliel. Again, Pashup Shad is that the issue here in the Gemara has nothing to do with the rest of the year, like a regular random Tuesday afternoon in the middle of Cheshvan. Pashup Shad in the Gemara is we're talking about a machlokas specifically pertaining to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and the question is whether or not they agreed or disagreed. Rav Abba is adding in a completely new factor. The whole machlokas, according to Rav Abba, b'shem Rav Yochanan, and that was what Rav Rachan was saying, between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanon, is only with respect to the rest of the year. In other words, according to Rav Gamliel, in the rest of the year, even on a regular Tuesday in Cheshvan, let's say, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi, even someone who's a baki or an eno baki. And according to the Chachamim, the Shliach Tzibur can't be motzi them. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and presumably the reason is because not everybody's familiar with the davening because it's so long and so complicated, then everybody agrees, even the Chacham will agree, that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everyone. And the point is, Hilchos Mechlat HaPligi was that we were paskening like Rabbi Gamliel, even with respect to the rest of the year. So it's true, Hilchos is Mechlat HaPligi. The fact they had to pasken like Rabbi Gamliel implies they do argue, but their argument is limited to an area that we had not yet discussed. Let's go through the Rashis. Rashi says on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis, six lines from the bottom, Lama Tzibur Mispalim, that the Chum asked Rabbi Gamliel, what's the purpose of the Tefillah B'lachash of the Tzibur if the Shatz is being motzi everybody else? B'lachash. Modim Chachamim, that's according to Rav Barachana, Achar Shenechlaku, after the Machlokas was maintained, Chazru V'hodu, they went back and they admitted it, and they took it back. Amar Le'er V'chiyah brought... The Rav Dimi, Rav Chiyah said to Rav Dimi, so Rav Chiyah told us, Rav Chiyah told this whole thing to Rav Dimi. And then Rav Dimi asked Rav Chiyah, remember we said before, Rav argues. And they said, no. Rav Rachana Nami, Demari, Deshmaitahu, Rav Rachana, who knows the whole Sugya, Hachi Ka'amar, Shenachaklu al Rabban Yochanan, Kisha Omar came. That people argued with Rav Yochanan when he said such a thing. Rav Yochanan's view was never universal, as he quotes from Reish Lakish. So it's an old machlokas. No. Kisalik Rabbi Abba, top of Laman Ham and Aleph, when Rabbi Abba came, Miyame from the ocean. Shehiflik bisfina liyam. V'chazar, he went on a trip. Hiflik means he went on a far trip. And he came back. He explained... The Gemara explained, well, why do you think it was different? But we'll see. Man modim lo bebrachos shel Rosh Hashanah. Sorry, we haven't seen that yet. But again, like you said, that they agree with respect to Yom Kippurim, and they argue with respect to the rest of the year. So the Gemara asks in this analysis, how could it be that Rav Yochanan means to say that they agree by the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Kippur and argue by the rest of the year. Eini v'amr bichana tziporaa amr v'yochan halacha karmen gamliel bebrachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim v'shel Yom Kippurim. We pass in the karmen gamliel by the brachos shel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And again, we know the clause of the Gemara, which the Gemara isn't mentioned here, but it's implied halacha mechlad depligi that dafker v'yochan learns the machlokas is by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So how can you tell me that they agreed by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim according to Rav Yochanan. Again, we're working within Rav Yochanan's view. That according to Rav Yochanan, they agreed by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, they argued by the rest of the year. Can't be. Dafka Rav Yochanan said we pass on like Rav Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. El Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Modim Rav Meir. The whole idea of Modim is the Shita of Rav Meir. Rav Meir believes that the Chacham agreed to Rav Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's all Rav Meir. The halacha, mechlal de pligi, and
the idea that Rav Yochanan was working within, saying that there's still a machlokas, that's Rabbanan. That's everybody else besides for Rav Meir. So apparently from the Braisa we'll see that Rav Meir distinguishes and the Rabbanan do not. As the Gemara explains, Desanya, Brachul Shor Shoshana Vashyom HaKippurim Shliach Tzibur Motzi Rav Midei Chavos and Divir Rav Meir. And when it comes to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur is motzi the rabbim derchova. That's Rav Meir Shita, Divrei Rav Meir. That Rav Meir is saying again that the Chacham came back and agreed to Rav Gamliel. The Chacham Omrim, Chacham say no. Kishem Shliach Tzibur Chayav Kach Kol Yachav Yachid Chayav. Just the Shliach Tzibur is obligated. So too each Yachid is obligated. So according to this idea of the split between Modim and Halach and Mechlad the Pligi is that. From the fact that the Rabban argue, and if we paskin, like Rav Gamliel, against those Chachamim, so working within that sheet that's Chachamim, obviously they argue. But according to Rav Meir, they never argued by Yom Kippurim. Rashi, the Ramaskal, in the second line, Man Modim Lo, the Brachos Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, who was the one who said they agree by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim? That's Rav Meir. The Halacha Mechlad Pligi, and the Shita of Halacha Mechlal the Pligi to come Rav Yochanan Halacha Karmel Gamliel Bahach to Mashem Mechlal the Amdu Machal Kusan that implies that they still maintain their argument Rabbanan Shar Chachamim Chutz Mir Rav Meir. It's all the Chachamim except not including Rav Meir. So now the Gemara wants to analyze Rav Meir's Shita a little bit better, and this will explain why it is that they thought to distinguish, or he thinks to distinguish correctly in his Shita between Yom HaKippur and Rosh Hashanah the rest of the year. Maishnahani. Why is it that, according to Rav Meir, the Chum all of a sudden agree to Rav Gamliel when it comes to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi everybody else? Ilim Mishud Nefishi Karai. If you're going to tell me, Ilim, if you'll say, because there's many psukim, and psukim are very difficult to say them all, right? In Rosh Hashanah we have all psukim, Malchus, Tzichros, and Shofros. V'amar v'chanan al-amar rav, kevin sh'amar u'b'soras l'kosuv le'mor, shuvin o'tzarech. Again, we've discussed this before in earlier Dapim. The requirements, how much a person actually has to say in terms of the psukim v'machil, sukhos, and shofros. Once a person says, u'b'soras l'kosuv le'mor, then they don't have to say the psukim at all. You say Kemoshe Kasav to Besora Secha. Why? Because by the first part of Musaf, we say Nasav and Akluf Anecha, referring to the Karbanos, we should bring Kemoshe Kasav Kimitzvatu to Necha, Kemoshe Kasav to Elena Besora Secha, like you wrote in the Torah. So why does that matter? Because by mentioning the fact that there are psukim in the Torah relating to what we're saying, it's as if you said them. There's no need for you to actually sell the psukim. It's enough to say Kemoshe Kasav Besora Secha. Or Ubusaras Kasuv Lemar. So the reasoning that a person can be motzi, someone who no longer knows how to daven, or doesn't know how to daven, sorry, has nothing to do with the psukim. The psukim aren't necessary. Ella mishum da avshe brachos, because there are a lot of brachos. Avshe means there are merubos, there are many of them. That's how Rashi translates the word avshe. So why is it? Because there's nine brachos. So we'll see how Rashi explains. So in any event, the Gemara now justified Rav Meir, that Rav Meir is not based on the fact that there are many psukim, because that a person just needs to say ubisaras lakasul leimor. Rather no, Rav Meir is based on the problem of avshe brachos. They're the abundance of brachos. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Rashi the Ramaskil ilim mishum dinafshe karai. There are many psukim. Dika the Musfe Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh. There's psukim regarding to the Musaf and the special korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Umachios v'Zichronos v'Shofros etc. Everything came in Shamar Ubisaras Lakasuv Klomar. What does that mean? Ubisaras Lakasuv Leimor came in Shamar in the section referring to the korbanos of Musaf of the day. Naaseh we shall do v'Nakriv lefanecha. We'll bring the korbanos before you, Hashem. According to the mitzvah of your will, like you wrote about us in the Chumash. Ain't sarach lomar mikros hamusafin. You don't need to say the psukim. It's because there are many things. What is many referring to? So Rashi brings two positions. The first is Sharkantesha Varuchos Umitaos. There is nine, they're long, you'll make a mistake. Dana called the Kiyin Behen, because everybody knows what to do. For Abosai Mefarshin, Lahadir Rav Chananel, Bemachios Vizichronos Vishofros. See, that's the question. The question is, when a person says, Ubisarasa Kasuv Leimor, what does that help you for? So Rashi, if we read carefully before, said, it only works for the psukim of Musaf. But when it comes to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, even when the Gemara says you can say, Ubisarasa Kasuv Leimor, that doesn't mean that you can be Yotze Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros through Ubisarasa Kasuv Leimor. That you can only be Yotze, the psukim of Musaf, regarding the karbanos of the day through Ubusaras Laksulim, but not the psukim of Machus, Achos, and Shofros. No. But Rashi quotes that his teachers thought that, according to Rav Chananel, you could be Yotze even Machus, Achos, and Shofros through the psukim of the day. The Kashali, the Lokar Abanon, the Lokar Abyochan Benuri, the whole Sugya and Daf Mam and Bez that we saw before, the Tan Ein Pochsev Masar Machus, Vachule. It's not like Rabbanon, which require 10, or Yochum and Uruch require 7. Remember the whole mission Daf Lamed Beis from a couple weeks ago. These things are not related at all. Nobody thinks you can just say Brisarasa Kasalim. The bare bones minimum is Rav Yochum and Uruch. You have to at least say 7. So Rashi says it can't be that Rav Chananel was referring to Machlios, Zichros, and Shofros. It must be that he was referring to the Psukim related to the Karbanos Musaf of the day. So the Gemara continues, Gufa, Amar Chanan Amarav, going back to this statement, this controversial statement, or this a bit hard to understand statement of Chananel, came in Shamar B'Saras L'Kasuv Leimor. Once a person properly says B'Saras L'Kasuv Leimor, Shuv Eino Tzarech, then you don't need to say the Psukim anymore. Savar Minei, they thought that this was applied, Hani Mile B'Yachid, Av B'Tzibur Lo. This only applies to someone who's davening his tefillah b'lachash as a yachid. The shliach tzibur needs to say all the psukim. Itmar amar b'shum and levi, echad yachid v'echad tzibur. So b'shum and levi clarifies, no, whether it's a yachid or a tzibur, kemen shamar b'saras l'kosul leimor, shuv eino tzarech. This halach of b'saras l'kosul leimor works for both a tzibur or a yachid. Okay. Amar b'lazen, the Gemara makes some general comments on tefillah and shliach tzibur. A person should order their tefillah, should make their tefillah misudar and organized, and then daven. Amar bi Abba, mistar bi milsei de Rabbi Lazar. Mibrachos Shor Hashanah, v'shiyom ha-kipurim v'shal prakim. This halacha makes sense when it comes to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and prakim is referring to moados, yom tovim, because it's not so common. Aval d'chol Hashanah lo. When it comes to Kol Hashanah, the Shemoneh Esrei we'd say three times a day, every single day, is not necessary because a person is so common with it. Aini, is that true? V'har Rav Yehuda, Misadar Tzlosei or Mitzalei. Rav Yehuda would organize his tefillah. Tzlosei means his prayer. And then he would daven. So Gemara says, Shaini Rav Yehuda came into Mitlasin Yomin, Havi Matzlei. The Rabbi Yehuda was different. He only davened once a month. How is that Rabbi Yehuda only davened once a month? Because Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, he was always chazering his learning. And sometimes the Gemara and Shabbos discusses, we don't pass in this bizman hazeh. But there used to be some people who would chazer their learning, and if they were learning all day, it was called Torasu Umanuso, that their job is Torah learning. When someone's job is Torah learning, their full-time occupation is Torah learning, they're pater from tefillah in the normal sense. So Rav Yehuda davened once a month. So he didn't daven once a month. It was so infrequent. Kifra akim dami. It was like as if a moed for him. So he had to chazer every single time. Let's see. Rashi says, v'shal prakim moados mitlasin letlasin shayim mechazer tamudo kol shloshim. He would be mechazer learning every 3 days. Amr of Acha Bar Avira, Amr of Shimon Chasida, Rav Acha Bar Avira brings from Shimon Chasida, Poter Har Ram Gamliel, Afilu Am Shebesados. Rav Galila special chiddush: the shliach tzibur can exempt, can pater, can be motzi, even the am shebesados, even people who aren't in shul at all. The shliach tzibur can be yotzi, even people who are not in shul at all, am shebesados. V'lo mibaya, hani dekai mehacha, and it's obvious. V'lo mibaya, the people who are in shul right now. Ask the Gemara adarabba, the opposite. Hane, the people who are, again, it's not on Yontif because they're doing work. The people who are working on Nisei, they're honest. They can't do anything about it. It's not their fault. Hane, lo on Nisei, the people who are in shul are not honest. They're in shul, so it's the Gemara said was obvious that, oh, if Ragam Leo would say you can patter the Amsha Besados, the people who are all the way out in Yehupitzville, all the way out in the middle of nowhere. So of course, Rav Gamliel would say you could patter the that's in shul. The Gemara says, Adra Abba, it's the exact opposite. On the contrary, you should only be able to be pattering the people who are out in the fields because they don't know how to, they have no choice. They're honest, but the people who are in shul, they have a choice. The Tani Abba Bered, the Rav Binyamin Bar Chia, Am Sha'achore Kohanim, Einam Bechlal Bracha. Abba Bered, the Rav Binyamin Bar Chia said that the people who are standing behind the Kohanim during the Nesias Kapayim when the Kohanim went Duchen are not Bechlal the Bracha. What does that mean? That means as follows. Somebody who's in, again, the Am Shebesados factor, this idea that you can be Yotze, even people who are out in the middle of nowhere, is true by a lot of things. It's true by Duchening too. But Abba Bered Darav Ben Yamin said that you can, it's true that you can Pater, that you can be Motzi people who are out in the middle of nowhere. But let's say someone's in Shul, and they stand behind the Kohanim. You're not supposed to stand behind the Kohanim, you're supposed to stand in front of the Kohanim. The Kohanim should be facing you. So you're supposed to move over directly so the Kohanim are facing you. Let's say a person's in Shul and just doesn't move over. So they're not Bechlal the Bracha. Why are they not Bechlal the Bracha? Because they have the opportunity to move over. The people in the Sados, again, they can't do anything. They're working. But the people who are in Shul and they don't move, they should have moved. So the Gemara says, how could it be that so the Gemara is stuck with the question, how could it be that pattering the Am Shebesados is more of a Chiddush than pattering the people in Shul? The people in Shul have a choice. So Eloki Asa Ravin, when Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Lo Pater Rav Gamliel Ela Am Shebesados. The opposite. Rav Gamliel was only pattered the people in the fields. My Taima, Mishim Danise B'Malacha, because they're honest B'Malacha. Aval Be'ir, but the people who are in Shul, Lo. The people who are in shul, they can't be yotzei. So that's why everybody has to daven in shul. The question is whether or not I will be ear low. Does that include even people who come to shul? Is that only people who are in the city? So that's a bit of that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. When the Gemara concludes, again, according to Rav Gamliel, he's very liberal, the shach tzibur motzi people. So it's a debate in the Rishonim when the Gemara says I will be ear low. Does that mean just being in the city or even coming to shul, you're still obligated to figure it out? Which it actually makes more sense the other way, that a person is not obligated to figure it out when they're in shul because at least they tried, right? If a person doesn't know how to do it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Poter hayesh shliach tzibur motziam, even the Am Shebesados, Einan bichla bracha, referring to Nesias Kapayim, referring to Duchening, V'afal pishev Am Shebesados bichla bracha, even though the people in the Sados are bichla the bracha, Hanei dematzulim meisei kamei kohanim, those who could have come in front of dematzulim meisei, they were able to have come in front of the kohanim, V'yifnu kohanim elim, the kohanim could have turned to them, V'yivarchum, they could have blessed them, V'heim lo ba'u, and they did not come anyway, Einan bichla bracha, they're not in the bracha. So how does it work? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no, not that the people in shul are more easily exempt than the people outside. No, the people outside are exempt. People in shul have the ear in the city, mishum de lo anise, because they're not honest. V'yachol mahas yer tfilasan, and they could prepare. So the fact that Rashi says they could prepare almost implies that Rashi takes the other view, that if you're in the city and you can prepare, you're supposed to be able to know how to daven yourself. But other Rishonim take the more lenient view, which is that so long as you come to shul, you did the best you could, so you're good to go.
We'll stop here. Hadron Lach Perak Yom Tov, Yashar Koach, everyone.